From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Bob Garfield is away this week. I'm Brooke Gladstone. And this week, our topic is reality revised. A little more than a week ago, a heavy libel was lifted from Liverpool.
When I'm traveling around the country or visiting different parts of the country, I don't have to defend my city no more because now everyone knows what the truth is. I don't feel like I need to defend where they come from.
For the 96 Justice. Family of the 96 gathered outside a local Anglican cathedral. On April 15th, 1989, 96 soccer fans were crushed to death when crowding into standing room terraces at Hillsborough Stadium. A government investigation, long pushed by the bereaved families, found that the stunningly incompetent local authorities were responsible and that the police had altered documents.
As those in power and authority began the culture of cover-up and lies,
and fed the press stories smearing the fans. Most notoriously, the Sun tabloid ran the headline, "The Truth, Some Fans Picked the Pockets of Victims, Some Fans Urinated on the Brave Cops." Last week, the Sun's current editor sincerely apologized. The editor responsible for that headline in 1989, Kelvin McKenzie, also apologized, but he's not much believed because of the defensive crouch he took as suspicions mounted last year.
That story came from a Liverpool news agency and Liverpool journalist.
This weekend, the Liverpool and Manchester United soccer teams are releasing 96 red balloons before their match to commemorate the dead, twice victimized, first by the event and then by the demeaning coverage. Often, the authorities are the source of the lies that ruin lives and mock the dead, as in Katrina.
One of the most volatile scenes in all of New Orleans today was at the convention center.
Police say there have been rapes and beatings, and now people are dying.
Some are destroyed by smears, the so-called Olympic bomber in Atlanta.
For nearly 3 months, he lived with the agony that the world assumed he was guilty until the FBI cleared his name.
After 88 days of hell, it's hard to believe that it is really over. Anybody who knew me understood that I could never hurt another person.
The mysterious Mr. Z, wrongly implicated in the post-9/11 anthrax attacks.
I am not the anthrax killer. I know nothing about the anthrax attacks. I had absolutely nothing to do with this terrible crime.
And possibly Jeffrey McDonald.
They can't take away the rest of my life and brand me as a murderer. I'm not.
Made famous in a book and miniseries for murdering his wife and daughters on a military base, and whose case is being reconsidered this week. We'll talk about that. But first, let's consider the lessons that could be learned by the coverage of last week's big media story. This.
The U.S. ambassador to Libya, our ambassador, has been killed along with three other Americans after a series of attacks by protesters.
Early in Egypt, demonstrators stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo. Those attacks were triggered by a movie that denounces Islam.
The anger against the U.S. stemming from this amateur online film produced in America that has offended millions of Muslims.
The early coverage of those riots, ostensibly incited by a film called Innocence of Muslims, offered bits and pieces about its producer.
An American-Israeli filmmaker living in California.
According to reports published in the Wall Street Journal and the Associated Press, the filmmaker is a real estate developer from California named Sam Basile.
Who said he intended the film to be provocative and said Islam is a cancer.
We also heard that Sam Basile's $5 million feature film, 14 minutes of which were uploaded onto YouTube and translated into Arabic, was funded by, quote, more than 100 Jewish donors. But as the week went on and protests spread across the Muslim world, questions emerged about the filmmaker.
The reaction to the film is worldwide news, but its making remains shrouded in mystery. The filmmaker claims to be Sam Basile.
Now in hiding for fear of his life, but Sam Basile is a dead end. No public records at all. apparently a fake name.
The film itself also appeared to have been faked when it became evident that the references to Islam and the Prophet Muhammad were sloppily overdubbed in post-production. And actors involved in the project emerged to say that they had no idea that they'd been working on an anti-Muslim film. The low production values led many to question the alleged $5 million budget. And so far, no one can be found who has actually seen the entire movie. Eventually, the man who claimed to be Sam Basile was exposed.
Police and reporters surrounded the Los Angeles home today of the twice-convicted felon who authorities tell ABC News was the writer, director, and financier of the controversial film.
An ex-con, an ultra-conservative Coptic Christian named Nakula Bessely Nakula, was escorted from his home to voluntarily answer questions about his role in the video.
One thing that is now clear, Sam Basile, a name that surfaced early in the reporting, is a fake.